Wednesday after Epiphany Christmas. Reading from the first letter of John, chapter 4, verses 11 to 18, and Gospel according to Mark, chapter 6, verses 45 to 52. First reading. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. No one had ever seen God. Yet, if we love one another, God remains in us, and His love is brought to perfection in us. This is how we know that we remain in Him and He in us, that He had given us of His Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and testified that the Father sent His Son as Savior of the world. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in Him and He in God. We have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. God is love, and whoever remains in love remain in God and God in him. In this is love brought to perfection among us, that we have confidence on the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. And so one who fear is not yet perfect in love. The Gospel according to Mark. Then He made His disciple get into the boat and precede Him to the other side toward Bethsaida, while He dismissed the crowd. And when He had taken leave of them, He went up to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and He was alone on shore. Then He saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, He came toward them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them. But when they saw Him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. They had all seen Him and were terrified. But at once He spoke with them. Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. He got into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the love. On the contrary, their heart were hardened. Sharing of the theme. Perfect love cut out fear. People fear of so many things in their life. For example, fear of losing what they have, of pain from all kinds of disease, of the devil power, of death, and of God's punishment. The fear makes people to be timid and not have the courage to live and to witness for the truth. Fear itself isn't evil. It becomes evil only if after convincing by the intellect that one should not fear, and he still fear. When people is no longer in fear, they shall truly and fully live. Today readings center on love and fear. In the first reading, St. John declared, perfect love cut out fear. If people truly believe in God's love for them, they shouldn't be fearful of anything, because God constantly loves, protects, and provides all things for them. In the gospel, the disciples were fearful of a storm and of someone walking next to their boat at a gust. But Jesus took away their fear by quieting the storm and giving this assuring word to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Analysis of the reading. First reading, the perfect love is God's love. First point, the true condition for one to have God. First, to believe Christ who come from God. In John's Gospel, Jesus revealed God's love as follows. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. See John chapter 3, verse 16. In today's reading, John certifies again this truth. We have seen and testified that the Father sent his Son as Savior of the world, and he puts it further. Whoever acknowledges that God, Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. This is evident, since the Father cannot be separated from the Son. Whoever had the Son had the Father. Therefore, denying Christ is denying God's love. Second, to keep Christ's commandment of love. When one has God's love in his heart, he cannot live against the urge of this love, as John said. Whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him. The result is that one shall find all possible ways to return God's love, and he shall love other as John advised. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. No one had ever seen God, yet if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. John also revealed to us another aspect of God's love when he said, "This is how we know that we remain in him and he in us, that he had given us of his Spirit." We have just said in the above passage, whoever had the Son had the Father, because they cannot be separated. In these sentences, we recognize the role of the third person, the Holy Spirit. Whoever had the Father and the Son, he also had the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Trinity cannot be separated. The Spirit is the love that connects between the Father and the Son. Second point, perfect love cuts out fear. The perfect love is God's love. When one possesses God's love, he should not be fearful of anything because, first, God is omnipotent. He can do all things, and Christ has conquered all powers in this universe, even the power of the devil and of death. Second, God is love. He loves until the end. Therefore, we shouldn't fear that he will change his mind. The only thing we should fear is our failure to love him. St. John advised the people that they should not fear even the judgment day. Indeed, in love brought to perfection among us, that we have confidence on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. If we have a powerful God who can do all things and love us to the point that He gave us His only begotten Son to die for us. We have no reason to fear of anything, as John said. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. And so one who fears is not that perfect in love. Second, the gospel. Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. Third point, Jesus has power over a storm. Right after the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 people is the miracle of Jesus walking on the sea. Saint Mark reported this miracle as follows. Then he made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side toward Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And when he had taken leave of them, he went up to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. When he entered the boat with them, the storm was quiet. According to the report, Jesus, even though he came to a mountain to pray, but he never took his eye off them. When they were in trouble, he came down and helped them from the danger of the storm. Second point, the apostles were fearful. As men, they are fearful of all things that threaten their life. Today, pastor reported their true fear. First, the storm destruction. Is a major fear for all fishermen. A strong storm can sink a boat and take away many human lives. The Galilee is called by many the Galilee Sea because of its huge dimension, 21 kilometers by 13 kilometers, and the wide is 204 meters. Second, the devil's power. In addition to their fear of the storm, is the fear of devil. The Jewish tradition believe in the devil's power, and Jesus expelled them many times from people he met. Though the apostle recognized Jesus, but could not understand he had power to walk on the water. Therefore, when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. They have all seen him and were terrified. Third point, Jesus assured his apostles. He told them, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. When people have Jesus as the companion, they should not be fearful of any power, because he can conquer all power, whether it is a storm or the devil's power. Application in life. We are fearful of so many things and have no peace because we didn't fully believe in God's love yet. In order to have God's perfect love, we must completely believe in Christ and keep all His commandments, especially the commandment of love. Fear is one of human natural tendencies, but God's love shall help us to conquer all fears in our life so that we can live in peace and reach the ultimate goal of our life. Amen.